これから2016年度第2回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
How would you like your coffee?
Number 2. I'm afraid you have the wrong number. Number 3.
You should be more careful about spelling.
Number 4. I'm sorry, ma'am, your credit card has been declined.Number 5.
Who is in charge of ordering copy paper?
Number 6. What kind of movies do you like? Number 7.
Would you like to go to a party with me this weekend?
Number 8. I'm very sorry, Mr. Johnson, but I feel I have to resign from my job. Number 9.
Can I have a word with you?
Number 10. Is there anything interesting to do around here?2. Directions. You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11. I can't decide on which necktie to buy. Which one looks better on me? The light green one or this deep purple one?
They both look good on you, but I think the darker one is a bit better.
I like both too.But I'll take your advice. Question. Which necktie will the man choose? Number 12.
My boss is always asking me to go out for dinner. I know he's married.
Personnel has ways of dealing with that kind of problem.
I know.But I'm still worried about losing my job if I make a complaint.
Question. What social problem is expressed in this conversation? Number 13. Hello, Mom. I forgot my keys and I can't get into my house. Can I stay with you tonight?
It's a long drive over here. Are there any windows you could try?
Come to think of it, maybe around the back. Question. What will the man most likely do next? Number 14.
I can't believe I failed my history course.My professor was really friendly, and I'm sure my exam was fine.
You should apply for a grade review at the student affairs office.
Yeah, maybe he just made a typo.
Question. What does the woman think the teacher probably did? Number 15.I want to work at the United Nations, but I'm not a native speaker of any of the official languages.
Oh, but your English is very fluent and you read a lot of books in English.
True, but I would have to take a very difficult test of English before they'd even consider me. Question. Which of the following best describes the man's attitude towards getting a position at the United Nations? Number 16.
Excuse me, sir. May I see some ID?
Are you arresting me? I don't have to produce ID unless you are arresting me.
Generally, that is true. But right now, you are trespassing on a U.S. Marines base.
Question. Who most likely is the woman? Number 17. This is Jason Maxwell calling. I thought Gardening 101 was this Monday. Nobody is here right now.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Maxwell. We tried to reach you, but the class has been postponed until the day after tomorrow.
Yes. I see now you called me earlier. Okay, no big problem. Goodbye. Question. When will Gardening 101 be held? Number 18. Marianne, would you mind dropping today's mail off at the post office?
Well, that is not in my job description. I'm an accountant, remember?
I know, but three of our office clerks are off sick today. Question. According to the woman, how are office tasks usually assigned? Number 19.
Good morning. This is Renee Leclerc calling back for John Angelo.
Let me check. He's still not here. Would you like him to call you?
Okay, but could you please tell him it is urgent?
Question. What is most likely the woman's purpose with this call? Number 20.
I'm interested in working with the World Food Program. It's a branch of the UN.
What? I thought you were going to be a lawyer. What a waste of time.
You know, John, there is more to life than working at a boring job to make a lot of money.
Question. What does the woman imply is important for her career? Three. Directions. You will hear five conversations. After each conversation, you will hear two follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation.
Do you have any questions about the test tomorrow? Yes, David?
I'm not sure what cost-benefit analysis means. Could you explain that again?
Sure. Cost-benefit analysis means to compare the price of something you want with the future benefits it will bring to you.
Okay, thanks. Can you give us another example?
Sure. I see you have a Rolex watch. Has its benefit to you been worth what you paid for it?
Number 21. What is most likely the relationship between the woman and the man? Number 22. What does the woman imply about Rolex watches? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation. I keep hearing about the Internet of Things, but I have no idea what it is.
Oh, it's just that more and more things will be connected to the Internet. Your fridge, for example.
My fridge? Goodness me, why?
Well, New fridges will have a touchscreen where you can order food or get recipes online, and you will see what is in your fridge with a remote camera. You can check all this on your smartphone, too.
I wonder how much that is going to cost. Number 23. What is the man's first reaction to the woman's explanation of the Internet of Things fridge? Number 24. What is one feature of the new fridges not mentioned by the woman? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation. What's wrong, Lisa? You've been just staring at your computer for the last 30 minutes. And are you crying?
Yes, a little. It's my 40th birthday today.
Congratulations, but that doesn't seem like anything to be sad about.
My husband rushed out of the house today and didn't even say happy birthday. How could he forget?
I shouldn't say this, but he invited me to a surprise party for you later today. Don't let on you know, though. Number 25. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Number 26. How will the woman probably react to the party? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. Let's begin the meeting. Jane Parker from head office is joining us.
Excuse me, my name isn't Jane Parker.
Oh, in the meeting agenda, Jane Parker is written under your picture. That isn't you?
That's my picture, but Parker is my ex-husband's name. I'm Jane Willis now.
Oh, sorry. We hadn't been informed of that here. Number 27. What is most likely the relationship between the man and woman? Number 28. Which of the following best describes the situation of the woman? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation. Let's move on. A customer says you brought the wrong order, but you know you took the order correctly. How would you handle that situation?
I would apologize and bring the customer what he wants.
But we will lose money on that order. What do you say to that?
In the short term, that is true, but unhappy customers always tell their friends about a bad experience.
I see. Thank you very much for coming today. We'll be contacting you soon. Number 29. What kind of conversation is this? Number 30. Which of the following expressions best sums up the attitude of the woman towards customer service? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk. Good morning, class. As you know, on Friday, the people of the United Kingdom voted in a referendum to leave the European Union, or EU. We've studied several readings on the so-called Brexit, and last week we debated the pros and cons of leaving. The debate team supporting stay won the debate. However, the leave team made some good points. They cited the problem of uncontrolled immigration into the EU. Also, they presented data showing that the benefits of being in the European Union may not have been felt by the average Brit. They claimed wages and standards of living have not improved for several years. I think we can say that this vote has rocked the world. Since Friday, world stock markets have dropped significantly, and the British pound has plunged 10%. Also, I think the pro-Brexit politicians were very surprised that they actually won the referendum. Today, I'd like you to imagine you are among the leaders of the Brexit camp. In your usual groups, I'd like you to discuss the steps you will take to guide the UK to independence. Next time, each group will make a report to the class explaining at least 3 steps. Number 31. What kind of class is this most likely to be? Number 32. What is the main topic of this talk? Number 33. Which of the following is not mentioned as a probable reason for the result of the vote? Number 34. According to the speaker, what did the pro-Brexit group think would happen? Number 35. What will the students most likely do next? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk.
Good morning. This is Modern Manners, and I'm Jessie Manners. We've had many tweets from listeners abroad recently, and I'd like to start with 2. The first one is from Minjin in Seoul. He writes, I hope to be an exchange student in the U.S. in the fall. Of course, I want to meet American women my age. Do things like saying ladies first or opening doors still impress women there? Thanks if you can help. Difficult question, but I'll give the short answer. Some women might be impressed by these actions. However, mainstream American women want to be treated as equals. Ladies first, don't use it. It implies that women are somehow weaker and need protection. But opening doors for people, and not just women, is always courteous. As a good male friend often says, I'd open a door for anyone. However, make sure you use after you. As for meeting women here, you need to up your game quite a bit from ladies first. Women still like to be flattered and receive chocolates and flowers, but they also like you to recognize their intelligence. Thanks, Jun, and good luck with your, studies. The second tweet is from another.
Number 36. What is most likely the setting of this talk? Number 37. What is the main topic of this talk? Number 38. What is Minjun's plan for the fall? Number 39. According to Jessie Manners, what is the best way to treat women in the U.S.? Number 40. What will the speaker do next? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.